Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A longtime Republican Virginia state lawmaker is calling it quits. Fairfax County Delegate Dave Albo has been in the General Assembly for 24 years, but announced on the House floor yesterday he won't be seeking re-election. Albo says his personal financial situation was a main reason for his decision. He says it's hard to keep stepping away from his law practice for 80 days a year to serve in Richmond. President Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida today. The two leaders are expected to review the latest provocative moves by North Korea. Syria's foreign minister says his country never used and will not use chemical weapons. But this, as this week's chemical weapons attack in Syria, could result in a greater U.S. involvement there.
United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley warning that the U.S. may take unilateral action if other countries fail to respond. A starkly different tone from her comments just days ago when she told reporters, our priority is no longer to sit there and focus on getting Assad out.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Virginia lawmakers are taking a first step toward someday, potentially, decriminalizing marijuana.
That step comes in the form of a study that's just been given the green light.
I think it'll be instructive to thoroughly review the experience of other states.
State Senator Adam Eben says this will take some time.
This is a process that will take years, not just 1 year. And I think that a study shows that people are open to making it years and not decades.
There is some amount of bipartisanship on this. The Republican Senate Majority Leader backed the study. Some Republicans have been in favor of medical marijuana and...
My understanding is that all but one of the major candidates for governor supports decriminalization. That portends well for the future.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's been more than 3 months, and a federal judge is still deciding a lawsuit that's holding up the Purple Line light rail project. So now Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch is asking the judge to make a decision as soon as possible.
Frosch says he'd like a decision in the lawsuit before the end of this month. A federal judge revoked the Purple Line's approval until he can decide whether Metro's drop in ridership will also cause fewer people to ride the Purple Line than originally estimated. The suit was brought by Chevy Chase residents and the Friends of the Capitol Crescent Trail. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett says more delays
will cost additional amounts of money and amounts of money that we can ill afford.
Like an additional $13 million a month. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The late astronaut turned Senator John Glenn will be buried today at Arlington National Cemetery.
John Glenn's family and invited guests, including astronauts and dignitaries, will say goodbye to the first American to orbit Earth at a private service at the Old Post Chapel. Thousands of mourners visited his casket as it lay in repose at the Ohio State House, and roughly 2,500 people attended a public celebration of life for the former fighter pilot, history-making astronaut, and longtime Democratic U.S. Senator from small-town Ohio. Glenn died on December 8th at age 95. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Severe weather, including the threat of tornadoes, greets parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast today. Meteorologist Pedro Javaheri.
The center of the storm system does push in off towards the northeast, around parts of the Delmarva, around parts of the Mid-Atlantic. There's some very wet weather expected. Some of these storms could once again be severe. About 15 million people stand to be impacted today with this.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,648. The Nasdaq at 5864. Sports, the Caps clinched the Metropolitan Division and the President's Trophy with a win over the Rangers. Baseball, the Nats win. The O's win. NBA, the Wizards visit the Knicks tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Long Decks, the ideal choice for outdoor entertaining and relaxing. Visit longfence.com. Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is America's iced coffee. It's rich, smooth, always freshly brewed. And Dunkin' has all the flavors you love. Also available in butter pecan and new coconut cream pie iced coffee flavors. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville, I want to give you a heads up of a closure on 198 Spencerville Road west of 29 Columbia Pike. So actually the closure is between Old Columbia Pike and Peach Orchard due to the crash, so you cannot use that. So don't commit. So come south of Peach Orchard toward your destination, maybe Briggs Cheney Road and back over to 29. That combination would work for you there. And 29 over to Briggs Cheney as well. Again, 198 closed in that stretch. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slows each direction through Laurel, just about the volume. Southbound just inside the Beltway, tapping on the brakes here. And now for 295, southbound direction, DC 295. As you come past Eastern Avenue, that's where we have accident reported. Northbound 295, that crash has been cleared. Now, let's get you into Virginia. North on 95, here's how we're shaping up now that the longstanding crash in Dumfries is cleared. Have the volume in Stafford and Aquia, again Dale City toward the Occoquan, and the closure in the district. A suspicious vehicle shuts down 15th Street Northwest between Constitution Avenue and G Street. So with 15th closed, your alternates could be 14th or 17th working through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms for today could be strong, possibly severe. The best chances late this morning through the afternoon. Just be careful out there. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also a good possibility. Our highs in the upper 60s. We'll see the shower activity taper off a bit overnight. Lows drop down low to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy Friday. Chance of showers early. A bit cooler. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now 55 in Herndon, 54 in Gaithersburg, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A woman falls off the tallest bridge in California while taking a selfie and lives to tell about it. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 8:05 will be Gordon Chang. We'll discuss President Trump's meeting today with the President of China with him. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN will be joining us, and we're going to discuss developments in the Susan Rice scandal. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Ambassador John Bolton, former United Nations ambassador, good friend of this program. Good morning, Ambassador Bolton.
Good morning. Glad to be with you. Welcome to Washington, Mayor.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. Great to be here.
Well, listen, I have so many things I want to talk to you about on the foreign policy front, but I want to get this thing out of the way very quickly so we can move on to it. Susan Rice, the former National Security Advisor, I've seen some things you've said that say you're very concerned about this whole idea of unmasking people who are captured from incidental and national security intercepts and making those public.
Well, for using the intelligence for political purposes.
Right.
And I mean, I've had some direct experience with this question. We used to call it de-minimizing, making unmasking the names. During my confirmation hearing, the Democrats got very upset because I've done the same thing. The difference is that you have to have a legitimate purpose to ask the NSA to tell you what the American citizen's name is so that you can better understand the intercept for proliferation purposes or whatever it is. If Susan Rice told the NSA she wanted these names revealed to her for national security purposes, but her real motive was political, and we'll find out more about that as this investigation goes on. I think she's got serious legal trouble. 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, false statements to the government of the United States, and her saying she wanted the names for national security purposes would be a false statement if she used it for political purposes. And then that just ties in directly with what happened to the names and the information later when they were leaked to the press, which is also a criminal violation. So people who are saying, oh, this is perfectly normal, business as usual. I've been through it when the Democrats were so upset that what I did wasn't business as usual until they found out that Colin Powell's deputy, Rich Armitage, had actually asked for 10 times as many names to be unmasked as I did. If Susan Rice had a legitimate purpose, she ought to be able to show it. But if we find unmaskings in particular that don't meet that test, I think she's got serious trouble.
You know, Ambassador, I am a skeptic a lot of times. The glass is half full. I have seen too many people paraded before Congress. They plead the fifth. We find out nothing, and they walk away with their government pension. Am I wrong in assuming she's going to follow the exact same path?
Well, I think that's the question now. Lindsey Graham and others, not just the Senate and House Intelligence Committees, are going to try and probe into this, and I wish them all the luck in the world. I would think if there are other people involved in sort of the transmission belt from unmasking the name to getting it to their favorite source in the Washington Post and the New York Times, these people ought to start thinking about their potential legal liability as well as part of a conspiracy, which is how I would charge it if I were a prosecutor, to use this information for political purposes. So they might want to start thinking about cutting their own deals with Congress, and that's what investigators ought to focus on. I have a real question whether anybody other than Congress can do this. I have no faith that under James Comey's leadership, the FBI is going to be straight with this one way or the other. So we've got a real problem here.
All right, I need to move on to foreign policy because there's so much on the plate right now. The President of the United States meets with the President of China, Xi Jinping, today down in Mar-a-Lago. A lot of stuff on the agenda to talk about. What do you think is the most important thing that they will tackle? North Korea?
I think North Korea is right at the top of the list. We've seen evidence repeatedly that the North is moving toward a sixth nuclear test. Our commander of U.S. forces, Korea, has estimated they're very close to perfecting a miniaturized device that can fit under the nose cone of an intercontinental ballistic missile to reach targets in the United States, some in the Pentagon say as early as next year. This is no fooling around time, and it's time to tell China that their schizophrenic approach to North Korea's nuclear weapons program is over. We've got to find a solution. I think the solution is the uniting of the two Koreas, effectively the elimination of the North Korean regime. That's going to take some talking with China. If they don't like that, they better know that we will not allow America to be vulnerable to a possible North Korean missile launch. Since Barack Obama gutted the Bush administration national missile defense program, we don't have very good options. This is a very unhappy place that we're in, I think, because of on a bipartisan basis, 25 years of failed efforts to negotiate with North Korea, which never had any intention of giving up its nuclear program. So we're right down to very short strokes. And let me just add one other thing. Whatever North Korea's capabilities are in terms of deliverable nuclear weapons, Iran is one day away for the right price directly to North Korea.
Now, do you, looking into your crystal ball, do you see President Xi open to this type of conversation with President Trump?
Well, I think it's got to be broached. There are writings in China from younger Chinese officials and scholars who understand what an ugly piece of baggage North Korea is. The Chinese obviously don't want American troops on the Yalu River, the border between Korea and China and a reunited Korea. Here's the good news. We don't want American troops on the Yalu River either. We want them at Pusan at the bottom of the peninsula so they can be redeployed elsewhere in Asia. There is a deal here between the United States and China for the reunification of the Korean Peninsula, but it's not going to be easy to get to. I wish we had started it 15 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Syria has very much been in the news, and the administration's message to Russia on this has been very powerful in the form of the person who now holds your old job, Nikki Haley at the UN.
Yeah, look, I think between the statements that have been made by Ambassador Haley and by President Trump yesterday in particular, where he said in his press conference with King Abdullah of Jordan that Syria has crossed many, many lines. I mean, nobody forgets Barack Obama's red line and his failure to enforce it. Remember that deal with Russia, who we trust so much, to eliminate all of Syria's chemical weapons?
Right.
Really, what could go wrong with that deal, President Obama? So I think now it's in addition to this horrible action of using chemical weapons, now's the time to think strategically as well about the enormous gain in influence Russia made in the Middle East while President Obama was watching it happen. I think that a strike against the Syrian Air Force may well be in prospect. But let's not forget, we don't want to destroy Syria's air force only to have Russia's air force become the air wing for
the dominant force
Assad dictatorship. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got to go to the Russians and say, fuel up your planes, pack up your gear and your personnel, and fly out of that base back to Russia.
Are we painting ourselves into a corner, though, with the statements made by Susan Rice and President Trump?
Well, by Ambassador Haley, look, I think the president started from a very different point of view on Syria. He admitted that. He was very candid about it. He's seen what happened. I think, honestly, we got to be candid here. Some remarks by people in the administration, in this administration, implying they were relaxed about Assad staying in power, may have given him the feeling that he could use the weapons with impunity. President Trump has definitely corrected that, and now we'll see whether military action follows.
We got to leave it right there. Ambassador John Bolton, a great day to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Glad to be with you.
It is now time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, very good. We'll head through town. A little bit of volume starts to form on Constitution Avenue. Everyone looking at the activity at 15th Street. Constitution Avenue is open, but you see the police cars blocking 15th between Constitution and G Street. They're dealing with a suspicious vehicle. Your alternates, 14th Street, 17th Street, that works as your workaround. Heading in through town now, DC 295 southbound past East Capitol Street. Every report of a crash. Northbound, your delays have cleared, so you're good to go from the 11th Street Bridge up past Pennsylvania Avenue with travel lanes reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is now, it's going to be one of these days where we could have some thunderstorms. I got to tell you, I'm looking at the radar, and it doesn't look like it's going to be as severe as perhaps they had suggested. But look, it could change. So be weather aware this morning. The first storms could conceivably be here around 11. High today of 66 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45, but it'll be very breezy. Tomorrow, breezy as well, high near 50. Saturday, in the low 60s, a lot of sunshine. Sunday, a lot of sunshine. Temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
You know, they say every now and then even a blind squirrel will eventually find a nut. And I found something that I think I may actually agree with Rahm Emanuel on. I know. It's shocking.
This is unbelievable. No, wait. This can't be possible.
Yep. Rahm and I are going to have a moment here. He appeared on CBS This Morning yesterday, and he discussed a new proposal for graduation requirements. This is what he is proposing.
So we're moving to a pre-K to college model. The first thing we did was a couple years ago, if you get a B average in high school, community college is free. We want to make 14th grade universal now. So to graduate, starting with the freshman class, you have to have been a letter of acceptance from a college, a letter of acceptance from a community college, a letter of acceptance either from the armed services or a trade. Every high school graduate has a post-high school education plan because the economy requires it, and we want to make sure our kids do not see graduation from high school as the end point, but all of them have a plan.
So I don't agree with him on universal, obviously universal college or anything along those lines. But what he wants to put in place, it's just a suggestion right now. I don't know how you enforce it. There are a lot of questions that go along with this. But the idea that there is life after college and getting these kids,
after high school,
and getting these kids to think in the terms of college or military or trade school
or a job. Are you going to do once you leave this place?
Right. Yeah. And I think it's a fantastic idea. Again, I don't know how you enforce it, and I don't know how you make it a requirement of graduation.
Well, I'll leave the details on that to him. The overall arching idea of having a plan when you leave high school, I think that's pretty good. I do think that this plan does seem to suggest that the preferred route is that you have a plan to go to college. And that's all good and fine if you are college material. But not everybody who comes out of high school is college material.
True.
And by the way, there are plenty of other great ways to make a living that don't don't require a college education. And I think this emphasis on you must go to college, you must go to college, you must go to college is wrong. When you can go out there and make as much money as a doctor just by being a plumber. You can do that. You can really do that. And so, especially today, I mean, you know, doctors aren't paid as much as we think they are in some cases. So I think his emphasis on you must go to college is a little too strong. I do like the idea, though, of having a conversation about things where you say, all right, you're about to graduate. What are you going to do next? What is your plan,
right,
young person? And I think that's a great idea.
Well, it will also, under the proposal, you can show a letter of acceptance to a four-year university or a community college, as we said, but also a trade school, or you've been accepted into an apprenticeship. Mm. So there's our trade, which I agree with you. If you are good with your hands, you're good at fixing stuff, or you have a passion for woodworking or something along those lines, you are 100% right. You can make more money, at least per hour, than doctors. Never lawyers, but doctors. If you know how to run a business. So I would love to see some kind of business courses, some type of business courses tied in with these trade school classes. An internship. If you have an internship in a business somewhere, then maybe you're not going to go to college, but you have some plan of furthering yourself after you get out of high school. He said, we want to make sure nobody spikes the ball at 12th grade. And I think that that's important. Where are you going to go with a high school diploma nowadays if you don't have an internship, right, or you don't have some kind of plan for an apprenticeship or even going into the military? Going into the military, I think, is very honorable. I think it is good for a lot of people. And I think it sometimes can put you on a path to something bigger down the road when you get out, because I think you learn a lot of very valuable skills in the military that a lot of kids need.
You're absolutely right
about
that.
So I'm okay with all of this. So Rahm Emanuel and I... Yeah. Have bonded.
One of the things I would like to see him add to this is, yes, that if you are going to college, what are you going to study? And how much are you going to make when you, yeah, come out? I mean, I can't tell you the number of people who go to school to follow their passion, only to find out their passion doesn't pay anything.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to get very far on that French literature degree. I'm promising you.
Art history. Yeah, you're 100% right.
722 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
After a cold and wet winter, do you know what time it is? It is tulip season at 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to surprising your friends and loved ones with the best blooms and the brightest colors, there is only one place I go, 1-800-Flowers. These gorgeous and unique flowers have arrived just in time for Easter, and they're at an incredible price. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. That's 30 assorted tulips for just $30, a dollar per tulip. But this offer ends tomorrow, Friday. Now, one reason I like to use 1-800-Flowers is because I have never been disappointed with the flowers. They're always brightly colored, they're beautifully arranged, and every arrangement is backed by the 1-800-Flowers 100% smile guarantee. And it is so easy to order 30 stunning assorted tulips for only $30. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code Mary. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Code Mary, my name, M-A-R-Y. Then pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers do the rest. But hurry, this offer ends tomorrow. You don't want to miss it.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, a change for the better in the district. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Just reopening right now is 15th Street. They had that shut down for a suspicious vehicle. All is calm, all is good, and the police cars are starting to move along and reopen 15th between Constitution Avenue and G Street. Now, what this has done on Constitution Avenue, major distraction it was, but again, that should be improving. So as you come off of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Constitution Avenue slower than normal from like 23rd Street and over toward 15th Street. So plan for that. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, it's been uneventful as far as incidents. Your delay is almost back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, inbound Suitland Parkway. As you come up toward Alabama Avenue, watch for police direction around the crash. Burtonsville, Maryland, 198 closed each direction west of 29 Santini Road due to a crash. Watch for police there to direct you through. And on 66 east of Fair Oaks, crash to the shoulder. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to keep our eye out for the possibility for strong to severe storms for today, especially as we head late this morning through the afternoon. Scattered shower storms become a good bet. Some storms could contain large hail and damaging winds. Heavy rainfall possibility as well. Highs upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It is now 7:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. So Barbara Comstock may have some pretty hefty competition in the next midterm election, which is in 2018. Not from Republicans, but I mean, there are a lot of people lining up on the Democratic side of the equation who might challenge her, depending on who survives the process there. Here's the thing that is catching a lot of attention. One of the names being bandied about as a possible Democratic challenger to Barbara Comstock is Dorothy McAuliffe, age 53, the wife of Governor Terry McAuliffe. She is considering joining the crowded field, according to the Washington Post, who cite two Democrats who are familiar with her thinking. Now, look, it takes about $3 million to run a campaign in an off-year election. And so one thing we know about Terry McAuliffe is he can raise money. So that gives her probably a leg up if she wants to get in. Other names that are being considered, State Senator Jennifer Wexton, 48, an attorney from Loudoun County. She tells the Washington Post she's weighing a run, but didn't have any further comment about that. Kimberly Adams is the past president of the Fairfax Teachers Union. They turn out for their people. She has already announced her candidacy and has a website and is starting to raise money. Dorothy McAuliffe. 7:28 on WMAL.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
For handmade Oriental rugs at a fraction of retail, this is it. After three generations in business, Persico Oriental Rugs is closing forever. Why pay retail when you can save 60 to 70% on all handmade rugs, new and antique, all sizes, 2x3s to palace sizes, all 60 to 70% off. Now at Persico Oriental Rugs, 303 Mill Street, Vienna, Virginia, just off Maple Avenue. Call 703-281-3838. That's 703-281-3838.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Coming up, a lot of talk about Steve Bannon's name being taken out as a principal in the National Security Council. Is it a big deal or is it not a big deal? Are you scratching your head trying to figure out if this is a thing or not a thing? I'll explain it to you coming back after the news at 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Window World. President Trump welcomes the president of China to Mar-a-Lago today.
North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch presenting another major test for Trump when he meets with the Chinese president today.
We have a big problem. We have somebody that is not doing the right thing.
China's role in confronting North Korea's nuclear threat certain to be a main point of conversation during the two-day summit.
Correspondent Joe Johns, a Senate showdown is at hand over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Ahead of key votes today, Democrats have escalated their attacks on Judge Neil Gorsuch as they prepare to try to block his nomination with a filibuster. A veteran Republican state lawmaker from Fairfax County is retiring from the Virginia General Assembly. Delegate Dave Albo announced on the House floor in Richmond yesterday that he will not be seeking re-election after 24 years. Albo's surprise announcement came during an otherwise routine one-day veto session by the General Assembly. Lawmakers have again rejected an attempt by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to expand Medicaid. The Republican-controlled House rejected a budget amendment that would have given the governor the power to extend Medicaid. Lawmakers say the state just can't afford it. The Maryland General Assembly has passed a bill extending paid sick leave to some 700,000 Maryland workers. But Governor Larry Hogan has threatened to veto it, calling it, quote, a partisan attempt to put points on the board to use against me in a campaign in 2018. Some Maryland lawmakers and representatives of the state's teachers union plan to gather this morning in Annapolis to rally against a move by the governor who vetoed a bill aimed at identifying and helping struggling schools. Governor Hogan vetoed the bill, saying it's too taxing on academic and performance standards, caves into special interests, and makes it, quote, nearly impossible for the state to actually fix struggling schools. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,648. The Nasdaq at 58.64. Sports, the Caps clinch home ice advantage throughout the playoffs with a win over the Rangers. Baseball, the Nats beat the Marlins. The O's top the Jays. NBA, the Wizards meet the Knicks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
An ancient invention still used allows people to see through walls. What is it? Welcome to Window World, Riddle My Windows. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real replacement window value dwells. Window World, ranked by J.D. Power, highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors.
Spring value. Any size white vinyl 4000 series double hung window, $259 installed, including custom trim. Compare at $600.
Spring value store wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate.
American-made replacement windows from $259 installed with lifetime warranty. 703-955-4045. What allows people to see through walls? A window.
Window World. Simply the best for less. 703-955-4045.
Spring is finally here, and it's a great time to get your rugs deep down professionally cleaned. There is only one company you should trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's Hadid. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, and grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They develop a cleaning process that is faster and can save you money. My friend Joe Hadid has apparently caught spring fever because he's offering this amazing deal. Get two rugs cleaned, you'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. Catch spring fever and get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has four drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, just visit joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call 703-241-1111. 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. two full business days prior to digging. Visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville, Maryland. The crash on 198 Spencerville Road west of 29. Looks like police are starting to let traffic get through there, but very slow. In fact, the lineup off of 29 to go west on 198 just inching along. So again, under police direction. 270 had the minor crash south at Falls. That's moved along. 66. We also had an incident at Fair Oaks. Again, that was to the shoulder. Through town, getting better on Constitution Avenue, seeing improvement, heading off of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge toward the district and toward 15th Street. Had the earlier closure of 15th Street between Constitution and G. That has been reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shower and thunderstorm chances will ramp up for today. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds, main threat. Also watch out for some heavy rainfall as well. Our highs reaching in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Stafford, 56 in Gaithersburg, and 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us coming up at 8:05 will be Gordon Chang, and we're going to discuss President Trump's meeting today with President Xi of China. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN will be joining us to discuss the Susan Rice scandal, among other things. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you. You may have been watching what was going on at the White House yesterday and this announcement that Steve Bannon, chief strategist to President Trump, has been removed as a principal in the National Security Council. And if you look at some of the mainstream media reporting on it, you probably think, wow, he really got demoted. Wow, Bannon is out of power. Ooh, the other people are taking over at the White House. And, oh, what does this mean? You know, well, you know, listen, in Washington, I'm gonna tell you, it has always been the case that it's a parlor game we play here in this town. Who's up? Who's down? Who's got the power? Who's got the juice? Who's on the outs? It's a game we play all the time. And I want to tell you that I think after studying this thing for some time that it's not a big deal. It's honestly not a big deal. Now, let me tell you what happened in case you haven't heard the story. So Steve Bannon, a memo comes out, just a routine filing that says that Steve Bannon is no longer going to be a principal in the National Security Council Committee, Principals Committee. And these are the people who make the big decisions on national security issues. But they are going to put the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on there. He had not been there. And the director of national intelligence. I think those things are proper. And they're going to be in the room helping make and form national security policy for this administration. Good thing. I think that's a great idea. Bannon is going to still be able to attend, apparently, national security meetings. He will apparently not be a principal, but has his security clearance and will still be an attendee if he chooses to go. One of the things I read here today, which is quite surprising, is even though he's a principal of the National Security Council committee, he never actually went to many of the meetings. He really wasn't a factor in it at all. Well, here is what he said about it, and I think this is rather interesting. He turned to the Susan Rice incident of recent note. Susan Rice, Steve Bannon said in a written statement, operationalized the NSC during the last administration. I was put on the NSC with General Flynn to ensure that it was deoperationalized. General McMaster, the new National Security Advisor who replaced Flynn, has returned the NSC to its proper function. So he's making the case that we were a little worried about Flynn, and I was sent in there to keep an eye on him, to make sure that the National Security Council didn't become an operational instead of an advisory organization. So there you have that. That's his take on it, and I think he was wise to point to the Susan Rice affair. I mean, one thing we learned from the Susan Rice affair, when she was the National Security Advisor, apparently an overtly political person, we are now beginning to find out. And that she was using the national security apparatus to gather information on political opponents. If that is true, then maybe it's a good idea not to have your political people as principals in the National Security Council. So I think the president is making an adjustment. He told McMaster when he came in as the National Security Advisor, replacing Michael Flynn, rebuild this thing the way you want to rebuild it. And apparently McMaster has the confidence of the president, I believe, on political issues, that Steve Bannon still has the ear of the president and still considered an integral player and someone who is very much involved in the political process.
You know, I don't see, I'm seeing similarities, and feel free to disagree with me, but I'm seeing similarities with the way Kennedy ran his White House with the way Trump is running his White House. He surrounded himself with a couple of different people whom he trusts. And look, Bobby Kennedy was in his brother's White House, a very integral part in it. This is nothing
Attorney General,
new.
Right.
So I think you're starting to see that President Trump has a couple of people around him whom he trusts, literally three or four, that he trusts implicitly. And you may see these people pop up in different roles, and they play a role for a period of time there, and then they go on and they do something else.
Yeah.
And I think you may see that with people like Steve Bannon, with Jared Kushner, maybe Ivanka to some extent, but you're going to see that happen.
Listen,
and it's not going to be unusual.
I think what you're reading in a lot of places right now is they're trying to figure out, well, who's got the juice? Who's got the president's ear? Who does the president really respect? And there does seem to be like three power centers within this White House who advise the president. You got your Steve Bannon, you got your Reince Priebus, chief of staff, and I think both of those people are respected in different ways by the president. Mm-hmm. And what is sort of causing people to look at this thing and study it is, well, how powerful are Ivanka and Jared? Now, in recent days, it's been known that Ivanka is going to actually have an office in the West Wing. Proximity is power at the White House, and so that's very important. Jared Kushner, this guy has got a portfolio that is wide. I mean, he takes on a lot of things for the president. So the question is it really Jared Kushner who is the real power broker? Is it really Reince Priebus? Is it Steve Bannon? I think that's overblown sort of micro analysis of the situation. I think each of them have the president's confidence and ear in different ways. That's my sense of it. But you know what? In Washington, it's just the game we play here. It's what. So who's up? Who's down? Who's got the juice? Who's on the outs? That's the way it has always been since I've been here.
And sometimes it's more than one person. I understand under the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett, she was the one with the power. You that was very centralized. You know where his confidence lay. I like the fact that it may not just be with one person. I like that.
It is 7:43 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Here it is. If you haven't cleaned out your gutters yet, you better get on it because the rain is coming, maybe even coming in the next hour or so. Listen, if your gutters are clogged and the rains come, it's not good. It's not good on your house. You need to fix this problem. And look, why don't you just do the thing that I've been telling you to do for a long time? Go get the leaf guard system for your house. It allows the water to get in, but all the other stuff stays out of your gutters. It has a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, Leaf Guard will bring out their technicians and their ladders and clean it for free. It is literally true that you will never have to think about this problem again if you get the Leaf Guard system. When you put Leaf Guard on your home, it's done. In the next 10 minutes, if you call, they were going to give you a special deal, a $100 restaurant.com gift certificate with your free home in-home estimate. No purchase is necessary. And if you take advantage of Leaf Guard's $99 installation sale, you'll get a $100 honey-baked ham gift card with your minimum purchase. Here's the number to call, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Online, you can learn at this special website, briangutters.com. That's briangutters.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town, southeast, southwest freeway. Here we come with the morning rush hour quite slow off of not just the 14th Street Bridge, but coming out of Sherlington for 395 and off of the 11th Street Bridge. Wilson Bridge crossing out of Maryland back near Route 5. Virginia, you're in good shape crossing the Wilson Bridge this morning. I'm not seeing any delay between Springfield and the Wilson Bridge in that stretch. 50, the John Hanson Highway. Coming inbound on 50, looks like we have a crash reported at 197. So this is going to be slowing from 3301 toward 197, again, for commuters getting through Bowie. In Burtonsville, the crash still a bit active here on 198 Spencerville Road, west of 29, with delays in each direction, but they were trying to get cars intermittently getting through their alternating traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms for today. Could be strong, possibly severe. The best chances late this morning through the afternoon. Just be careful out there. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also a good possibility. Our highs in the upper 60s. We'll see the shower activity taper off a bit overnight. Lows drop down low to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy Friday. Chance of showers early. A bit cooler. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's now 7:46 on WMAL. Governor Hogan has little patience for the Montgomery County School Board, apparently. Look, the governor came up with this idea of changing the school year, and we've talked about that endlessly, and the school districts are just, they just hate to be told what to do by the governor, but the governor has the right to do it in this state, the way things are aligned. He told them to do it, and he said, figure it out. You gotta start here, and you gotta end here, you gotta have kids in class for 180 days. You work it out. Well, they've been going back and forth and whining about it and sending letters and challenging and asking for exceptions and all this sort of stuff. The governor finally said he had had enough. He sent a letter, a very sharply worded letter, to the Montgomery County education officials, and here is what he said, and this is a direct quote. Considering the series of recent troubling incidents reported in Montgomery County schools, I suggest you and your colleagues consider shifting your focus from arguing over which 180 days class is in session to ensuring that students are safe in your school. And then he dropped the microphone.
I was just going to say mic drop.
Mic drop. And I think, yeah, you're right. You know, you're sitting here talking about, you know, the calendar. When there are real issues. I mean, look, the Rockville rape case that we've talked about endlessly on this show is something that concerns a lot of people. Security in the schools right now. I mean, there was another incident there in which a girl got the holy crap beat out of her, and that was not even reported to parents initially, and not reported to police initially. I think these are issues that parents care more about than the exact formation of the calendar. So let's get on with the right things. Pay attention to the important stuff and quit fighting with the state over something that the governor clearly has the right to mandate. That's my opinion. I don't know. I just think this discussion over calendar has gotten so silly.
Well, listen, you've got a public union involved, and they're very, very powerful, and the teachers would prefer to have these days off for in-session professional development than do it on the summer break. They would much rather do it during the school year, so they can get some time off in there. You know, wouldn't we all like that? Wouldn't you and I love to have a professional break?
Yeah.
You know, so we could hone our skills.
Don't underestimate the power of the teachers' unions in this whole
thing.
Exactly. So the teachers' unions are saying to the school administrators, in some sense, no, we're not going to give up those days that we bargained for.
Well, they're not giving them up. Well, they're just asking you to do it at a different time.
That's right, and they're gonna fight that, and so that's part of the problem. So I do understand sort of the fact that the school board feels caught in the middle on this a little, but you know what? we put you in that job to make the tough decisions. Make some tough decisions. You can go back to the bargaining table if you have to, but make the decisions and move on. This is not a hard thing to figure out.
The bottom line is who runs the schools, the teachers union or the state?
Or the school board.
And, or the school board, yeah. So who runs the schools?
There you have it. So the governor having no patience at all with Montgomery County Schools and that letter, to be sure. 749 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100, 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
All right, let's see how your money's doing. Landon Dowdy is standing by at the news desk in CNBC. Good morning.
Hi there, Brian. Good morning. Well, Wall Street could post some gains today. Futures are higher this morning. The big news for Wall Street today is President Trump meeting with his Chinese counterpart at his Palm Beach estate. The two leaders are expected to discuss trade deals, currency manipulation, and U.S. jobs lost to China. A coalition of 17 states led by New York is filing a legal challenge against efforts by the Trump administration to roll back climate change regulations. The coalition says the administration has a legal duty to regulate emissions of the gases scientists believe cause global climate change. And General Electric may turn the lights off on its light bulb business, which defined the company following its founding by Thomas Edison 125 years ago. Reports say the business could fetch about $500 million. GE has been selling most of its consumer-related businesses in recent years to focus on its core industrial products, such as power turbines and aircraft engines. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Springfield, Tuesday, April 18th, and Fairfax, Wednesday, April 19th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 7:55 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have an unusual slowdown around the Maryland Beltway, but this is due to a motorcade funeral procession heading through the Interloop past 214 Central Avenue. It's for John Glenn's funeral procession heading to Arlington National Cemetery. Now, you might see a lot of activity on that way. Again, tracking from 214 Central Avenue. They're heading over past Andrews to cross the Wilson Bridge into Virginia. Again, heading over to Arlington Cemetery. So everyone along that path, you might see that. And also, we have reports that we'll have a lot of fire and rescue, the police watching on the overpasses and on the shoulders. So again, that's what's happening on that stretch of the Beltway. And we'll take you in through town right now, 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. It's just been about the volume, lots of it though. Burtonsville seeing some improvement now that they've released traffic on 198 west of 29 that had been shut down with a serious crash. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. Don't miss Sun and Ski's spring patio sale. Save up to 70% off last year's inventory. Save big on patio this weekend at Sun and Ski in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms, a good bet for today, but watch out. A few storms could be strong, possibly severe. Large hail, damaging winds be the main threats, but heavy rainfall also possibility. There looks to be a slightly better chance for severe storms just down to our south. Our highs today in the upper 60s. Watch out for those windy southwest winds. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is 7:56.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's
LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Coming up on WMAL.
Gordon Chang will give us a preview of President Trump's meeting today with President Xi of China.
And we'll talk to Jake Tapper coming up at 8:35. It is now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and 8.